from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I didn't know what the rule was. Like, if you ran in the prelim, you just had to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, he can cut. They
can. They can just switch.
Yeah, because he was, yeah, the young boy, he was digging, but yeah, I was like, oh.
What's Quincy too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Hall is the one that won the 400. What's this?
Quincy Wilson.
All the videos.
I don't think Hall was even on the. All the. He might be the switch.
He might be.
They might be a couple switch.
I saw the videos of his family, Quincy Hall, his family that's back here watching it.
That's what
it's,
I was talking about.
It was so cool. Watch it.
That's an interesting group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Quincy, he from the. Yeah.
Where is he from? The country? Or is he from like inner city?
He's from Kansas City.
I was telling Andy.
He's from Kansas City.
Tirico had him on the night show, and it was a little awkward.
Yeah, he's from the Kansas City.
He seems awesome, though. Like, all he does is, like, ride horses and go hunting, and he's, like, super country. Trained to be really fast.
But, yeah.
Well, apparently he kept distancing down, I guess was the story. Like, he ran longer distances.
Oh, he did?
And it just, you know, most guys will start at the one, like Allison Felix, right? She was 100, 200, then she was 200, 400, then just ran the 400.
Right.
A lot of, and we saw Tobogo, like his 400 speed's crazy.
Yeah.
And like, if we're going to be honest, like next Olympics, Lyles is not running the one.
No.
But maybe the two, but he might go up to the 400.
Well, he's got to run the two again so he can try to win it.
He's going to be 31.
Oh, is he? That's what I was
curious. He's 27 now, man.
All
right. Like,
that might be his last shot.
He got fastest man in the world, like, but that's it. He's not doing that in L.A.
Yeah.
That cat, Miller, that other high schooler that ran at the U.S. trials, I think that's his name. He's like 18, and it's just.
Do you have your Peachtree Row ratio? I thought it didn't fit.
No. Oh, you. I switched out. I went to the track club headquarters and got switched out. Trust me, you would not want to see me with the one they gave. Turns out it was a women's cut.
They make that mistake sometimes.
A woman named Abe.
It just says L in it. You know?
They don't have women's large and men's large separate. Like, all the larges went to one area, and they gave me the women's one.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it kind of is. But, yeah, I was that. The heptathlon was really.
Like, still going?
What is that?
The one with all the damn events. Remember Dan and Dave?
Okay.
Well, that was the decathlon.
It's the same fucking thing, except it's got a different fucking start of the letter. But all the events.
And a different.
With javelin and everything.
Different number of events.
But so yeah. What are we talking about?
Who gives a shit?
Anna Hall.
Oh, the women's.
Women's. Anna Hall. Yeah.
Norwegian guy won the men's.
Yeah. Yeah.
A young Norwegian guy, like 22. He might win it again next time.
I was disappointed because I thought I had pinned out Neugenbauer, and he didn't win.
He's got a DM. Randy, big fan, listener to your show daily while I work. Y'all crack me up constantly. I'm a 3-year liberal residence behind the Publix at Forks Trickum. I know where it's at. If you ever have a chance to knock back some Busch Lights with you, would that be cool?
Behind the Publix, or
I was like, not in my house. No.
Away from the job.
Yeah,
behind the Publix.
Yeah, I'm just
very few places better than behind the Publix.
I'm just a boring graphic designer, known best for an infamous ice cream cone face tattoo.
Oh, he made
you and Andy kill it daily. Thank you.
Who was it that got an ice cream cone? Was it Gucci?
Yeah.
Didn't Gucci get an ice cream cone on his face?
I don't know. Did he?
I thought he did.
I thought he might have. Oh, damn.
That guy designed it?
I don't know, but his artwork is fucking pretty. His tattoos are pretty fucking sick, though. Pretty fucking sick.
All right. So what is that, a yes, man?
No. No, that's not it.
Because, like, here's what that kind of is. Because, I mean, first of all, it's awesome that people listen to the show and relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think to themselves, that's what... Those guys are cool. I want to hang out, get a beer, whatever. It's fucking awesome. That's the goal, is for you to want to feel like that. But that's kind of like, that's the guy kind of asked you on a date.
Oh, no, I know. See, there's a difference, though. See, you go out with listeners.
Well, I will.
Yeah,
I
won't. I'm not. No.
Romance.
It's not like, I've never met someone for beers. I've never done that.
Well, you all, but.
Golf.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go out with them. I don't go. And there's nothing.
I will go for free.
There's nothing personal against them. It's just that's not what I do. I don't.
There's nothing wrong with.
Yeah, and then I don't go anywhere. So if that means that if we're gonna hang out, it means you have to come to my house. And that damn sure ain't happening.
That's damn sure not happening. I just have a lot of like. That took some courage.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it.
I want to ask Randy on a Busch Light date.
Yeah.
You think he had a couple Busch Lights before he composed this message?
It's a possibility.
You got to
build up a little something.
You know? But that's, I like that.
Yeah, maybe cool.
My advice is always to show up to a Twin Peaks.
I was going
to
say, try one of the, if not watch party, but yeah.
Already there,
remotes.
Bar.
Yeah.
They sell beers.
Yeah.
Gladly would drink one with you.
Yeah.
After the show.
After the show. Yeah. Once the show is concluded.
Yeah, I keep telling myself that. I give this about 2 more weeks.
I don't know, man. I'm with you.
Give it 2 more weeks.
Seemed weird in the first
place. Yeah, give it 2 more weeks.
Yeah. But of course, we'll have a post-show toast. We can celebrate the victorious broadcast.
Yeah, I love it. Kevin Durant up early this morning. I love
5
it.
5 a.m. Paris time.
I
just
love it.
Subtweeting dudes.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
be you. Be you.
Exactly. Like,
yes.
He had a choice to make a couple of years ago when he was worried about what people were saying. He's like, I could either stop doing it or I could lean in and just really keep doing it.
Well, and also he's now just doing it with his own account. He's like, no shadow accounts, no burners. Like, it's just me telling you,
fuck you.
He's also, what he wrote was right.
He's like, absolutely correct.
What he wrote were totally right.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, people are, because of the way that media has decided that they're going to cover things, fans have decided that that's how they have to be. And it sucks because media doesn't have to cover things that way, and it's bad for the athletes. Like, it's ridiculous that we talked about it last week. This fucking legacy brain. Like, everything is this indictment on your entire existence every single time you do anything. And it's
hold on, where'd you say this crash was? When you say
It was Midtown.
Okay, never mind. I just saw a house rep. I said Thursday night. Hit a cyclist on a bike.
Yeah, I didn't see the accident.
Yeah.
All I saw was somebody who had been on a Lime scooter in the middle of the intersection on, I think it's like 16th and West Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of medical attention. Now, they were moving, and I think they got him up, but like it looked pretty clearly like they had been hit by a car. I don't see any car anywhere.
Right.
So that guy might have just left. Which is pretty weak because there's a lot of cameras everywhere.
Got him.
If you hit
fucking cameras.
A fucking Lime scooter person today and then drove off.
Hey, hold on. Hey, babe, I'll call you right back.
Probably going to be getting a phone call from the Atlanta Police Department.
No. Your birthday is Monday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, because I thought I had the bottle, but I was like, is it Monday or Sunday?
You're Sunday.
You're 11th. Okay, so I'll bring it on Monday.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but I know I have it.
Last thing I need in my house is more liquor.
Yeah, because I bought it because I had to make a liquor run yesterday and pick it up for you.
I appreciate that. Today is actually my dad's birthday.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
How old?
Don't know. I always forget the number. Mid-70s. Early mid-70s.
I'm trying to think. I knew somebody's birthday was on the 11th. Oh, yeah. My college girlfriend's birthday was on the 11th. Yeah. She hates my guts. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It was better off for you.
For her?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she's doing. She swelled up pretty big. But, yeah, it was best for her. I was like, I'm going to the NFL. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, this is long distance.
Yeah, this, fine. Yeah, yeah. Went to the NFL, you know.
I want to be single.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be attached.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was.
That's
best
how it kind of it kind of, you. No, it kind of went there. What happened was, is that I was like I said, I was getting ready for it and everything, and you know, I was flirting with other women.
I mean, look, man.
Yeah.
You were 21 years old.
Yeah,
you
man.
Drafted in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah.
You weren't married to this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I think this is the advice I would give any young, decent-looking dude who's making the transition from either high school to college or college to something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, yes. You're moving away.
Yeah.
Do it single.
I didn't. I broke up my high school girlfriend.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
I started college in a relationship from high school. It ended very quickly.
Me too. Like, I think mine was.
Like, we can make it work.
But it was great when I got to Georgia because that's when we were on quarters. And so the first 3 weeks I was in Georgia doing training camp, there were no students. Right. On campus.
So it was no big deal.
It was no big deal. And then I went down to Tate Center doing rush. Then I
saw a problem. Then
rush. They were doing the rush, the sorority rush. Yeah. And I was sitting down there at the student center and I was like, oh my God. It's a bunny stampede.
I'm going to need
that. Yeah.
Make a phone
so,
call.
So I told my brother Tobias, I'm like, how can I guess? I said, well, you want to, because my brother was still in school. I was like, he's like, she just walks around with your letterman all day and just, you know. Aww. I was like, damn. I was like, I can't.
Gotta do it.
Gotta do it, dog. He's like, well, you want me to come up with something? I was like, well, what did I come up with? He's like,
disease?
You want to say that you heard she was cheating on you while you were gone? I was like, that's crazy. I'm not going to tell no lie like that. Yeah. Yeah, dog. But yeah. So I was like,
similar situation.
Yeah.
We made it till winter break. And then it was like, you know, this is.
Yeah, dog.
We're both lying to ourselves.
Yeah, man.
She was at a different school, and I was at UW, and so we can't, like, and we both came back. I'm sure we had both been doing the same thing. Like, you're out there.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Exploring.
Dude.
Well, she told
no,
me,
I know. I'm kidding.
Like 10 years later, she was like, hey, I want to apologize for
Making it seem like it was all you?
I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I was doing the same thing, so we're good.
Hey, man. All good. That first campus party?
What am I supposed to do?
I was like, oh, my God.
I was in like... a band. We're performing on campus.
Like, yeah, groupies.
What am I supposed to do? No man. No man can resist.
Yeah, groupies.
I was so ashamed at first, too, and then it just became normal.
Yeah, man.
Sad reality.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I was like, yeah, man, I just, you know, it was bad. Because he's like, my brother, yeah, she's still wearing your jacket around. I was like, you think you can get that from me?
you get it?
Yeah, I got it back. Yeah, I got it back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.